If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. A very happy Veterans Day to all our servicemen and women and their families. Thank you all for your service in our armed forces. We're closed today at Turley Talks in honor of this very special day. It's just me here. But I did want to comment on Chuck Schumer's absolutely incredible, unprecedented political implosion over the last 48 hours. What's so key here is that it wasn't just the Schumer shutdown that went down in flames. It was Schumer himself. And increasingly, it looks like he's taking the entire Democrat Party down with him. This is incredible because what you have to understand here is that the Democrats are not flipping out right now as we speak. They're not flipping out right now because they came out of this as absolute losers, right? Getting literally nothing in reopening the government. That's bad enough. What's worse, what's absolutely inexcusable and unforgivable is that this shutdown disaster made Donald Trump even more powerful and more popular. That's the unpardonable sin in all of this for these Democrats. It's not so much the fact that they came out total losers. I think they would be happy to kamikaze this, right? Where they both they and Trump came out as losers, right? They could at least live with that. But the fact that they came out of this totally and completely defeated, all the while Trump came out looking better and stronger than ever, that is beyond anything that these raging, frothing at the mouth Democrats can bear. So the party as a whole is in dire straits. I mean, Gavin Newsom is saying that this whole thing, the whole shutdown fiasco, was an unmitigated disaster. Bernie Sanders is coming out and calling it a political disaster. All the left-wing pundits on CNN and MSNBC are having temper tantrums over. I love the ultra-leftist Larry Sabato of Crystal Ball at the University of Virginia. He actually used to be a pretty good pollster or election forecaster before he got infected with TDS. And now he's just a raving left-wing lunatic at this point. But he was on CNN yesterday. And he was saying that the Democrats were on cloud nine right after the Tuesday elections, right? They were pumped. They were excited. They were ready. They couldn't wait for the midterms. And then literally all of a sudden, in an instant, they're like in the seventh circle of hell right now. Democrats, right? As a result of what just happened with the in the Senate with the eight Democrat senators breaking ranks on Sunday night. So Democrats are absolutely despondent right now. They're despairing. It could not possibly be more dejected and defeated. And why? In the end, why? Because Trump won. It's not just the fact that they lost. Trump won. That was the admission of Maine's senator who voted with the eight. He's independent, but he caucuses with the Democrats. But he openly admitted to Joe Scarborough yesterday that the shutdown was making Trump stronger. And so it wasn't working. The whole point of it from day one was supposed to be to make him weaker, but it only made him stronger. And that's exactly what we've been arguing from day one of this shutdown. And that is that it was a completely asymmetrical standoff. The Democrats were holding out for what they wanted, which is hundreds of billions of dollars for illegal migrants, all the while Trump got everything he wanted in their holding out. because he and Russ Vogt, the director of the OMB, basically had full control of the government. So the Democrats were holding out for what they wanted, all the while Trump got everything he wanted in their holding out. And so it was a completely asymmetrical standoff. Did it help the Democrats in their blue states, in Virginia and Jersey and New York? Sure. Sure. States that voted overwhelmingly for Kamala doubled down on their left-wing absurdities. But outside those states, not so much. And so this whole Schumer shutdown stunt was really doomed from the start. And so that brings us then to Schumer. Perhaps the most ironic aspect of all of this, besides Trump coming out stronger in a shutdown designed to make him weaker, is that it's widely recognized that this shutdown, the Schumer shutdown, was the direct result of a brewing Democrat civil war between the establishment wing and the rising radical progressive wing. A number of pundits have argued, rightly in my view, that Schumer's decision-making on the shutdown has been inordinately driven by this one thing, his fear of a primary challenge from AOC in 2028. Not only are his polls consistently the lowest of any senator, but every poll out there shows that AOC would crush him.
My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
In a primary by double digits. So in his own state, among his own party's voters, Chuck Schumer is losing to AOC as we speak, again, by double digits. Now, you remember what happened earlier this year that set all of this in motion, the civil war, as it were. In the spring, Schumer voted with Republicans to keep the government open and avoid a shutdown, right? Progressives absolutely crucified for it. Most especially AOC. I mean, they were literally, there were radical left-wing groups protesting outside Schumer's house. And the message was clear. If you cooperate with the Republicans, we're going to primary you. You're going down. So when this shutdown occasion came along, Schumer was frankly backed into a corner. If he conceded, it would be seen, it would be signing his political death warrant. If he voted to shut down the government, he'd be playing political chicken with the Godzilla politics, President Trump himself. So he was basically in a danged if you do, danged if you don't scenario. And ironically, in many respects, it's of his own working. So he chose to take on Trump. But then after 42 days of what many are calling the most useless, senseless shutdown ever, and that's because, again, New York political pressures were driving it, not actual real issues. Then 8 Democrats broke ranks, cut the deal, and now Schumer is back where he started. Progressives are furious at him. They're calling for him a traitor. They're demanding his resignation. So what we're witnessing right now is the opening salvo of a Democrat civil war that will define the party all the way through 2026 into 2028. So this isn't just about Schumer and AOC. There's already a progressive New York City councilman announcing that he's going to challenge House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries. So Jeffries is getting a primary challenge. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, she's being challenged by her own far-left lieutenant governor. I mean, the dominoes are literally falling everywhere. David Hogg is back. I'm reading that David Hogg is now once again threatening to spend millions to primary moderate Democrat incumbents and safe blue districts all across the country. And here's the beautiful irony. While Democrats tear each other apart over who's pure enough and who's too moderate and the like, Republicans, led by President Trump, can now pivot to the domestic issues that got Trump elected in a landslide. And he's already doing it. So you're hearing he's issuing a $2,000 tariff dividend check to working class families all across the country. He's proposing to replace Obamacare subsidies entirely with HSAs, healthcare savings accounts, which would send the money directly to the people rather than greedy insurance companies. I don't know if you know, insurance companies' stock values jumped 1,000% in the last 15 years, ever since Obamacare passed. Trump's taking on big pharma by taking steps to dramatically reduce the cost of prescription drugs. He's taking on big ag by having the DOJ investigate foreign-owned meatpacking plants and their price gouging. He's talking about introducing 50-year mortgages to make home ownership more affordable for young home buyers. I mean, this is the kind of stuff that got him and the Republicans elected in a landslide. And it's precisely the kind of domestic momentum that's going to propel them into the midterms. And this is happening all the while we're literally watching in real time the Democrat Party brutalizing itself. Republicans couldn't possibly ask for a better outcome. The shutdown is ending. They didn't cave to the healthcare subsidies. Trump gets to declare victory, and Democrats are in an open civil war with progressives calling for their own leaders to resign. Even ultra-liberal Jon Stewart, right, of The Daily Show, even he called the Democrats' cave-in a world-class collapse. So it's not just Schumer ending his career. His political implosion threatens to take down the entire party with him. And this is just beginning. The Democrat meltdown over this shutdown ending is a preview of the absolute bloodbath we're going to see in Democrat primaries over the next 3 years. Grab your popcorn, gang. It's going to be one heck of a show. Love you guys. God bless.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.